We're reading from the Acts of the Apostles. King Herod started persecuting certain members of the church. He beheaded James, the brother of John, and when he saw that this pleased the Jews, he decided to arrest Peter as well. This was during the days of unleavened bread, and he put Peter in prison, assigning 4 squads of 4 soldiers, each to guard him in turns. Herod meant to try Peter in public after the end of the Passover week. All the time Peter was under guard, the church prayed to God for him unremittingly. On the night before Herod was to try him, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers fastened with double chains. While guards kept watch at the main entrance to the prison, then suddenly the angel of the Lord stood there, and the cell was filled with light. He tapped Peter on the side and woke him. "Get up," he said. "Hurry." And the chains fell from his hands. The angel then said, "Put on your belt and sandals." After he had done this, the angel next said, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." Peter followed him, but had no idea that what the angel did was all happening in reality. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed through 2 guard posts, one after the other, and reached the iron gate leading to the city. This opened of its own accord. They went through it and had walked the whole length of 1 street when suddenly the angel left him. It was only then that Peter came to himself. "Now I know it is all true," he said. "The Lord really did send his angel and has saved me from Herod and from all that the Jewish people was so certain would happen to me."
Herodove ruke i od svega što je očekivao židovski narod. Riječ.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Blagoslivljat ću Gospodina u svako doba. Njegova će mi hvala biti svagda na ustima. Nek se Gospodinom duša moja hvali, nek čuju ponizni i nek se raduju.
Gledajte u Gospodina i razveselite se.
Glorify the Lord with me together, let us praise his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me. From all my terrors he set me free. From all my terrors the Lord set me free. Look towards him and be radiant, let your faces not be abashed. This poor man called, the Lord heard him and rescued him from all his distress. From all my terrors, the Lord set me free. The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who revere him to rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is happy who seeks refuge in him. From all my terrors, the Lord set me free. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy.
predragi, ja se već prinosim.
My life is already being poured away as a libation, and the time has come for me to be gone. I have fought the good fight to the end. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith. All there is to come now is the crown of righteousness reserved for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not only to me, but to all those who have longed for his appearing. The Lord stood by me and gave me power so that through me the whole message might be proclaimed for all the pagans to hear, and so I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from all evil attempts on me and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Of the Lord. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it.
Alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples: Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, he said, who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up. You are the Christ, he said, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Peter and Paul, two apostles, two pillars of the church, two temperaments, personalities, two different persons, but similarities in accepting and understanding Jesus' calling. Peter, we could call him a rep of light and darkness, enthusiasm and betrayal, being open and distrustful. He is not stable. He falls and gets up. He is fearful, and on the other hand, he is bold. Faith betrays Jesus and then remains faithful to the death of in martyrdom. Paul, strong young man, proud and smart, very perseverant as in persecuting gospel and Christians, faithful to the law of Moses, later on faithful to Jesus' love that overwhelmed him, possessed him literally. The similarity is the fact that they went through sea of crisis on their path to Jesus. Peter denied Jesus. Paul hating Jesus persecutes his followers. They both suffered a great deal in their hearts, and both of them repented for their sins with the greatest testimony, laying their life for Christ down. Two of them, different paths, but goal is the same, and they become the pillars of the church in Rome, and they remain faithful to teacher till they shed their own blood. Both of them are always celebrated together, Peter and Paul, brothers and sisters. Our church history is rich in great events, touching, inspiring happenings, heroic acts, but also selfishness, divine and humane, fill the church as no other part of history of human mankind. But the revelations of the truth of the church, collaboration of Peter and Paul, and them working together, leading church. Absolute leadership is revealed in its hierarchy and organization that stands as a strong rock that cannot be beaten. Some think that individual does no longer mean anything in the church because of hierarchy, and that we should silence all our initiatives. Sometimes it looks so, but what a surprise. Within that strong rock formation that is church, there are living springs of charismatic action of holy individuals, Saint Benedict, Saint Francis, Saint Dominic, Saint Ignatius. In our times, more than saints. And what a blessing it is that between hierarchy and charismatics there is always harmony, and throughout the history church continues to bear witness for the unity of Jesus's mystical body, although members are many. Let us remember, it was Thursday, Jesus in agony. He does not think of himself and his pain. He is looking at his apostles, and in his heart he knows that horrific future that awaits for them after he is gone. He turns to Peter and says, Satan has demanded to treat you as you were weak, but when you are strong, fortify your brothers in faith. When you convert yourself, Peter was for 3 years in Jesus' school. For 3 years he was listening to his teachings, with his own eyes witnessed all the miracles, and believed with all his heart that Jesus is the Son of God, and he confessed that faith. Yet the moment came when Jesus had to pass the exam of his humanity. He thought that he was ready to pass that exam. He said to Jesus, if all abandon you, I will not. And we know very well how Peter failed that exam shamefully. He leaned on his own strength and he fell. He forgot Jesus' words that Satan asked to be given permission to treat them badly. This is why he needed conversion. And Jesus said, when you convert yourself, then fortify your brothers in faith. Brothers and sisters, it has become already a bit boring listening to all of us priests saying that Europe is no longer Christian, that Europe needs to be evangelized and re-evangelized. Of course that it is truth, but nobody is offering a solution how to do that. And Jesus' message about a little flock, about the light of the world, salt of the earth, mustard seed, it is a question to us, you who are Catholic, where are you? Why are you no longer interesting to Europe and modern world? Do you feel you are alone? Do you feel that alone you cannot do anything? How come that Saint Teresa or John Paul II or Pope Francis, people admired them, world admires them, what an individuals, what charismatics, and they are so needed in our times to say to the world, to point to the world the importance of gospel, the salt of the earth, the light of the world, that you who are Christian are supposed to be that, are you? This world needs true Christian believers, true converts, as Jesus would say, to strengthen their brothers in faith. Who is a true Christian? According to Catholic Catechism, Christian Catholic is the one who with his heart and life confesses his faith in one triune God, God the Creator and Preserver of all that is created, the Son who is Redeemer and Savior of every single man, entire mankind, and the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier of all the mankind. The second, Christian is the one who consider books of Old and New Testament holy, in which divine truth was proclaimed about the God's plan and salvation of mankind. Number three, Christian is the one who accepts one Catholic Holy Apostolic Church, that teaches us to live according to 10 commandments, respecting them from the first to the 10th one, without exception and without individual selfish free style interpretation of the commandments of God. Christian is the one who, with his life and mind, holds to sacraments. Christian is the one who in a pious way receives and collaborates with all seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, from the first gift of wisdom to the last one of the fear from God, or fear not to offend God by any kind of heretic teaching or behavior on our side. Number five, Christian or Catholic is the one who holds all four truths on Blessed Virgin Mary strongly. She's Mother of God, she's Immaculate, she was Immaculate before and after the birth, and she is taken in body, was taken in body and spirit to heavenly glory. Christian and Catholic is not the one who in any way does not live respectfully. according to what has been numbered. Let us remember these brothers. In his sermon to cardinals after the death of John Paul II, when they were getting ready to choose a new pope, Pope Benedict XVI Emerit said one sentence which perfectly reflects the spiritual state of a European man to whom a new pope is meant to proclaim gospel. Then Cardinal Ratzinger said, in the world and in the church today, there is a dictatorship of relativity. Everything, all is the same. That is dangerous dictatorship. Whether baptized or not baptized, married or not married, conceived or not conceived, aborted or born, brought up or not, faithful or unfaithful, it's all the same. Whether you go for confession or not, whether you receive communion or not, whether you are confirmed or not, it is all the same. That is the dictatorship of relativism. If all that is not all the same to you, then you cannot become part of Europe. Your choice. A true Catholic cannot be indifferent to this logic of relativism. Men of church and faith chooses what pleases him and rejects that what does not please him. First commandment, let us analyze. Second, so-so. If I curse, I repent and I pray. Third commandment, to celebrate the day of the Lord. I do not accept. That is against my comfort. I'm going skiing, swimming. I have friends visiting. Fourth, yes, if parents are good, if they give enough money and solid car. Fifth commandment, do not kill. These are my problems. Church has nothing to do with that and decide for me whether I will abort my child or not. I am the master of my body. That is my right. That's what we hear on our television practically all the time. The sixth commandment. Not to fornicate. Why would church interfere with my freedom? Do not steal. Well, I get along. Stop, my Christian. You cannot choose commandments that you want and forget about those you want to forget, then you are not Catholic according to principles that were mentioned earlier. On these principles, Church is founded, Church of Christ for the last 2,000 years. One who thinks that can break God's commandments without being punished is not Catholic. If you think you can take drugs, seduce others, lie, steal, it is a warning for all of us. When you are supposed to say no. It is not goodness if parents see that their child is going astray and yet nevertheless they allow it all. Goodness makes me say no to my own child, to my own brother and my friend. Let us return, brothers and sisters, to Jesus' word he addressed Peter with, when you convert yourself, then fortify your brothers in faith. We cannot give advice or lesson, teach lessons to anybody unless we ourselves are converted. Only when Peter converted, he said to Christians words that we must be aware of very well. Satan, as a roaring Satan, is moving around to find who he will swallow. We have to live in an evangelic way, as Saint Francis, in order to understand entirely all the dangers that Satan is offering to us, seducing us. In the end, let us be Christians and Catholics, let us not be hypocrites. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate, suffered death and was buried. He rose again on the third day in accordance with Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray to the Lord on the feast of Apostles Saint Peter and Paul. Praying together. Lord, grant all members of the Church love and respect toward our Holy Father, the era of Peter and Christ. We pray to the Lord, grant us spirit of joy and peace for being brothers with Peter and Paul. We pray to the Lord. May evangelic word of salvation reach all people. We pray to the Lord. Grant grace of complete unity within the Church to our people. We pray to the Lord. May Saint Peter lead into heaven all our departed ones. We pray to the Lord. Receive, O Lord, our prayers. May all people become members of the Apostolic Church of Peter and Paul, through Christ our Lord. Amen.